From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Syria. Kerry says government insistence that Syrian peace talks have no discussions about removing President Bashar al-Assad from power is an attempt to disrupt the talks. The top U.S. diplomat says violence in Syria has been reduced by 80 to 90% since the cessation of hostilities was declared 2 weeks ago. He says the biggest violator of the truce has been the Assad regime. Gunmen opened fire Sunday at a popular Ivory Coast beach resort in Grand Bassam. Several people were killed. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German wing's jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. All 150 people on board the plane were killed. The French agency responsible for safety investigations found that the 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about ongoing psychological issues. None of those doctors reported Lubitz's condition to aviation authorities or officials at the airliner. German Chancellor Angela Merkel prepared for a backlash at the polls Sunday over her migrant policy. Germans are voting in three regional elections: the anti-immigration right-wing party Alternative for Germany was expected to do well in the largest election since the country opened its doors to more than a million migrants a year. This is VOA News. Political rivals of Donald Trump, the leading U.S. Republican presidential contender, are blaming him for sowing the seeds of anger that has erupted in violent confrontations at his political rallies in the last few days. Fights and pushing and shoving have broken out between his supporters and protesters at rallies in several states. Authorities have arrested a small number of protesters. One of Trump's opponents, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, called the escalating turmoil frightening and grotesque. Trump told the network, a network interviewer, that professional disruptors linked to Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign were to blame for a confrontation Friday night in Chicago. The United Nations mission says a Chadian peacekeeper shot and killed two colleagues in an attack in northern Mali. A third colleague was wounded in the shooting Saturday in Tassalit, in the Kidal region. The peacekeeper was arrested. A UN spokeswoman says there was no known motive for the shooting and that an investigation is underway. Catholic Media Services says Zambia's Episcopal Conference plans to meet with all political parties and their presidential candidates in a move to help curb politically motivated violence before the August 11th general election. Zambians have expressed concern about violence among supporters of political parties as the groups ready to begin official campaigning for the elections. North Korea is denying recent accusations made by South Korea that it launched cyber attacks on the smartphones of several South Korean government officials last month. An editorial in the North's state-run Rodong Sinmun newspaper Sunday said claims made by the South's National Intelligence Service last week were fabrications aimed at rallying support for a controversial proposed new anti-terrorism law. The NIS said the North conducted the attacks on the smartphones of dozens of South Korean officials between late February and early March. At any moment, President Barack Obama could name his pick to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last month. Reports from the White House say the president has narrowed his list of potential nominees as the vetting process enters its final phase, even as Republicans in the Senate are insisting they will not consider any jurist Obama chooses. For weeks, rumors have swirled over who is and who isn't on the president's list of candidates. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.